Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Burnstown Hall, as we broadcast from, it's going to become a more raucous McGurk's in Royersford today. We got a good crowd out here. And, of course, radio station will be here till 7 o'clock tonight. Town Hall brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McGurk's, of course, this weekend will also be very active with St. Patty's Day. We got Elliot at the Surfside Free Agency Desk, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly Sports. And we welcome the maestros of the midday show here on WIP, Mr. Joe Giglio, and the singer himself,
you believe,
Mr. Hugh that. Douglas. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing?
Good morning, guys.
What's going on? How
good,
y'all doing?
Hugh, you know what I'm doing?
What you doing?
You know what I'm doing with you this week?
What you doing? You don't what we doing?
I'm going to vote for you this weekend in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
You're a candidate this year.
I did not know that.
You are a candidate for the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. I'm going to cast my vote later today. I'm going to cast one for Mr. Douglas.
Hold up. Why do you have a vote?
Now I have anxiety.
Why wouldn't I have a vote? I'm the hammer.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Now, it's actually a good thing he didn't know. He'd have been campaigning every single day for the past few months.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Now I have anxiety. Now you just gave me anxiety.
Way to go, Jeff.
Because now I'm like, damn. Yeah. It like say I'm not saying that if I get in, damn, I gotta put some clothes on, man.
Yeah, you gotta get dressed up for that. Yeah.
I mean, Hugh, it's like class 25 or something. So let's not act like you were first guy in there.
Nice clothes. I gotta put some nice. I gotta wear a suit and a tie.
Hey, you haven't made it yet, man.
No, I'm saying
I got a vest under the suit.
Sounds like Hugh doesn't want to make it.
I'm not gonna say that because say if I do, it's an honor. But damn,
you got a cummerbund.
You gotta find somebody.
I'm not gonna say I don't want to make it. But like,
no,
you know,
it's
okay,
like I gotta find somebody to get me dressed.
Yeah, you gotta think about the content here. We're gonna do a show live from the induction ceremony. Come on, here.
I gotta call my ex-wife and say, hey, could you do me a solid? Could you pick me out an outfit?
Hey, Joe, who should go in the Philly Sports Hall of Fame first? Hugh Douglas or Howie Roseman?
Well,
does the guy need to retire to get in there? Let's get him in.
It's Howie Roseman. I mean, no slight to Hugh.
But Joe, the last 2 days have been kind of gnarly, man.
It has been. It's not the Howie we're used to here. Now, this was not unexpected. I mean, he did tell us to have patience, though. Joe, he's asking for a lot the last couple of days. I think we all knew Sweat and Williams were going to walk away and those kind of things. But when that CJGJ trade went down during our show yesterday, that's when my patience meter started to wear a little thin.
I mean, look, it's not good to lose this many good players. It's good to have so many good ones. It's good that upon losing them, maybe you can sustain enough level of greatness, but maybe you don't.
You know what's funny? Because my partner Joe, he kind of had a whole, you know, he had a whole meltdown yesterday. It was kind of funny to see.
That's funny.
You think that the meltdowns are funny?
No,
you think it's funny?
No, it's because he crashes out every day. but he really crashed out yesterday.
Well, that's the same with Joe.
Yeah.
Joe is, and again today, he's crashing out pretty hard.
But you know what's funny? I heard Barry Brooks talk this morning, and he said something that I totally forgot about. Do you know we had 7 new starters on the defense last year?
Oh,
7 new starters. And we had a new defensive coordinator. And we became the number one defense in the NFL. And, you know, I got a lot of heat for the defense is a luxury, not a necessity
thing. Here we go.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm just tired of it. I mean, I'm a die on that hill. Y'all might not agree with it, but I'm a die on that hill.
The Eagles seem to agree with you.
Yeah, but they had 7 new starters last year before the season started, and they were the number one defense. And then this is the thing that I don't understand that we don't get, but I understand it because we're all fans and we're diehard fans. Howie told us before free agency started, he said, look, this is going to be different. It's not going to look like you expect it to look. Bear with us. He said that. He told you that.
Yeah.
And now everybody's having a whole meltdown because of everybody that's leaving. Now, to Joe's point, Joe DeCameron and Joe Giglio, the CJGJ one was a little bit out of left field.
And I kind of wonder if that was sort of
– that was monetary.
Not in the cards as
it was,
how we saw it.
But it was
all
monetary.
This other stuff, I do think it was planned. It was expected. I think that the CJGJ thing kind of jumped up and surprised even the front office because of – I do think it was in part because of last week.
So I think one thing we're talking
about. Real quick, John, let's
he wanted to be paid like a leader.
So, John, you do think last week contributed?
Possibly. Yeah.
I think it probably
might also ask for more money, to Hugh's point.
Sure.
You know?
Hey, they're
Jimmy,
open
that's
to...
what I think. They thought he was going to ask for more money.
Really?
To get ahead of it. Hello, Hugh.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, Joe, let me ask you this question.
We know how much the locker room matters to this organization because it has paid dividends that the guys like each other. Remember when Michael Bennett was in town for just a year.
And he was good, but he was a pain.
He was awesome.
And they didn't,
but they didn't want him back.
They did not want him back.
The head coach loves CJGJ.
Yeah.
I mean, Sirianni loves him.
The organization made a decision otherwise.
Yeah, well, they did.
And here's the thing that you have to just come to grips with. As great as he was, as much personality as he brought to the table, when it came down to it, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
Well, they thought that. They thought that 2 years ago, and then they had a terrible season the next year, and then brought him right back.
It's almost worth the squeeze.
But then got rid of him again.
I know, but
chose to get rid of him. But it wasn't like he walked away. They said, we don't want you.
But guys, if they weren't in salary cap hell, would they have gotten rid of him?
Who knows?
But did you read his tweet that I thought it was a really well written out and planned, speaking of planning things out, like he had a plan when he put that tweet out there, his goodbye tweet. I thought it was interesting the way he talked about leadership. Once again, what got everyone talking last week was leadership.
The leadership thing.
Slay and CJGJ talking leadership. It felt like Slay's perception of himself and his role with the team was different than what Slay perceived. I feel as though the Eagles made it very clear the way they perceived the situation.
And John, you know, Slay on this one, obviously. He's not that big a leader on the team that they didn't trade him.
Yeah. And, John, you know just as well as I do, if, just like they paid Zach Bond, Zach Bond was only here for a year, and it's contribution-based.
Mm-hmm.
And if CJGJ, if he meant that much to the squad, now it might be a bad decision. That remains to be seen, to your point, Joe. That might be a bad decision. But when it came down to it and he asked for more money, they said, you're not worth what you're asking for. Your contribution isn't enough for us to warrant giving you that kind of money. But Zach Bond, on the other hand, it was. Saquon Barkley, like, that should tell you everything that you need to know right there.
Mm-hmm.
They went out of their way. Like, they're still up in the air whether or not he asked for the money. But whatever happened, they gave it to him and did not bat an eye. And just think about it like this. Say if CJGJ did go in there and say he wanted more money. And maybe he said, hey, excuse me, you know, for my contribution. Maybe he had a PowerPoint. And he said, for my contribution, I feel like I should be getting this. At the end of the day, within 24 hours of whatever he said, they said, nah, bro, we're gonna move on from that. We're moving on.
Look, that may have been the way it went down. That is possible. Let's get some calls in here. We've got Giulio and Hugh with us. Elliot's still at the desk. Elliot, that desk's going to fire up soon.
Yeah, unfortunately, nothing really happening. Yeah. I mean, the
dynamite dropping.
Yeah, no
manifest
problem.
Something.
No problem.
Over
I mean,
there,
the Chiefs.
Times.
The Chiefs did create $50 million in cap space by restructuring Patrick Mahomes' deal. You wonder if that's something we see today with Jalen Hurts. But yeah, still the only team that has not signed a free agent.
Do you think the Eagles do that?
An outside free agent.
An outside free agent. Well, they're not a free agent.
Do you think the Eagles do that with Hurts? I don't think they will this offseason.
I kind of think they would have already if they were going to do it.
I agree.
But, look, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I want a raise. So, like, I'm interested
in doing
it.
I don't think it happens till next year.
Yeah,
I think
either.
Right now he's sitting at 10.
You think if you're Jalen, you ask for money right now?
Yeah,
no
for
way.
Sure.
What is he, like the 10th or 11th
he's
highest?
He's 10th. I mean, he's 25 years old. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. His value is high.
Yeah, yeah, you sure could say that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've been listening since this whole free agency started thing on Monday, and the one thing that's striking me is kind of odd. All three shows, the players that played in the NFL aren't worried, whereas
how can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the guys that play Dungeons & Dragons are the ones that are freaking out.
I played Dungeons & Dragons, Kenny.
And I played football.
I never
no,
did.
You
I played football, too.
My whole theory.
Yeah. See?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. It's a long snapper, Kenny.
I was a paladin.
I was a safety.
I don't know what that means.
No, you weren't.
Paladin, that's like the sword. That's the sword bearer. Sword and shield bearer.
No, he's like a religious warrior.
Oh, okay, but he carries
like
a sword,
with a broadsword,
right? Yeah.
A massive broadsword and shield.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Yeah, Richie's a bigger nerd than you would think.
Yeah, nerd of
believe
think
it or not.
I think
that's something.
Point.
I forgot who I was talking to.
I need to be more literal.
Yeah, you need to be right there.
Well, Kenny, you tell me. Do you side with the guys that played or the guys that you know were the dorks?
Well, look, I'm going to answer it differently. I design and build houses, all right? You and Joe and that guy in the afternoon with all the tattoos are looking at a house that just has the foundation maybe 4 2x4s off and going, oh, my God, I don't like the way this house looks. You got to wait till it's finished.
Kenny, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a,
totally
I'm gonna ask you a direct question. Give me a direct answer. Are you concerned with what the Eagles have lost?
Not yet.
Okay, I think that's insane.
Kenny, I know you really well. You are a liar.
That's just insane.
Wait a second, it's insane to not
be concerned. I'm not saying you got to say they're about to go 4-13. I'm not saying that. No one's saying that. But if you don't have concern with what they've lost, that's foolish.
Wait, let me ask you something, Joe. This time last year, Josh Sweat didn't even have a contract. He was, as far as he was concerned, he was leaving. Milton Williams was just some guy in the team, and who the hell was Oren Burks?
And
we didn't know who the guy was.
And then they proved otherwise.
And while how do we know that the next group coming in we don't know about yet isn't going to prove otherwise?
The
up and coming.
How do you know Jalex Hunt won't be a stud next season?
They may or may not. Give me who had a plan, Kenny.
Well, I'm going to answer it differently. I always said that if you want to make God laugh, make a plan. So, all of us.
You got it, buddy.
Fictional.
Joe, how many of the big three that are left in the dangling zone? That would be Slay, Goddard, and Becton. Of those three, Joe, how many do they keep?
I think it's one or none. I mean,
which is it?
I think Becton's probably the most likely. It feels to me like Slay is already a Steeler. I know that's just maybe procedural at this point, how they're going to do this with a cut or a trade. And the Goddard thing, I mean, Elliott's been on that for weeks. It just feels like that they're headed for a divorce here. I mean, and I want to keep Goddard. I mean, of all of them, Goddard's the one that feels doesn't make it. And the other times they've moved on from tight ends, Joe, over the years, they've had the heir apparent waiting, right? They had Goddard waiting when Ertz got traded. They had Ertz when Celek was getting older. Who's the next tight end here?
And well, now that Grant Calcaterra
is he
catch,
a starting tight end?
Well, here's the other.
Catch the ball, he can be. I do think that Dallas got it right now. They're not going to trade him unless they get something that they.
I hope you're right.
I don't know about that, John.
I hope you're
like,
right.
Like, why would they let him? He's still incredibly
valuable.
Well,
because Elliott is saying
–
no, Elliott's saying –
he's the first read on that RPO.
Elliott's saying
time.
Very simply that they're not going to let Goddard play on the current salary. So I think the real – here's the real question.
Well, that's the message that they want him and his agent to
think. But I think it's true. Here's the real question. How low is Dallas Goedert willing to go to stay?
What you mean? Like take less money?
Like Sweat last year. Sweat took less.
But can't they give him guaranteed, like give some sort of bonus? With can't like they?
Sure. Well, the issue is, I don't know how much leverage Dallas Goedert has. Like around the league, it initially, at least as of right now, doesn't seem like he has a ton of value. You saw the receipt, the report, they were hoping to get a fourth round pick, which means they're probably looking at like six round pick offers. And if a team's only willing to give up a six round pick, they're probably not paying him a ton. So, I don't know if Goddard has leverage to say, like, here's what I'm going to play on. He might just have to take the best he can get.
Which could be here for half the money?
Yeah, so that's why I think there's a better chance of Goddard staying just because I think the value around the league is not what anybody thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And in that way, maybe he just takes a pay cut and stays.
Mm-hmm. Here's what also intrigues me about Goddard staying. Look, Slay's the closest to the end of his career. Goddard is closer to the end of his career than Becton. I wonder if Goddard's of the mindset, look, this has become my home. It's where I've played my whole life. Maybe I'm playing two or three more years. I don't like to accept less money, but I'm willing to do it to stay to be the only place I've played.
Yeah, I think also to the point of, like, how much less would that be? Like, is it half?
That's the question.
And at what point does that become almost disrespectful to him, like where he would rather just go somewhere else and make that money?
But it feels like it's already disrespectful. Like, it feels like if I'm Dallas Goedert, I'm already feeling disrespected.
Well, I agree with you, but he has seen enough.
You're under contract. We don't want to pay you that. It's now a matter of how much you're willing to take a pay cut.
I know.
Whether you stay or not.
But
I'm
he
not
has
happy.
Seen. No, I agree. With you, I wouldn't be happy either, but he has seen he's enough of a vet to know this happens in the NFL.
Well, and also the fact that to Elliott's point, if no one else is going to pay him what he wants, you know, it changes his calculus
totally.
Too.
Yeah. All right, so we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, are you happy with what has happened with Eagles free agency so far? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
90% no.
77% are no, which means 23% are idiots. How can somebody – we got a lot of people in the McGurk's today. How can anybody be happy with what has happened so far?
If you're a Giants fan, or a Dallas Cowboys fan, forget that.
You might accept it because you understand it's tough
exactly.
with the salary cap,
ridiculous.
But if you're happy, you're a fool.
I'm not happy. I'm excited, though.
Excited?
You can be a worse team today than two days ago.
No, I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? Before all y'all jump over
daylight
me like a
savings?
Bunch of crickets? No, not that.
I'm excited.
But I'm
about
excited
that.
Because of what potentially could be. Nobody saw this coming last year. I just gave you an example of seven new starters. Nobody tripped out about it last year because the expectations weren't that
but
great.
But you know why they had seven new starters in defense? Because their defense
they were garbage.
Stunk.
Right, yes. They were upgrades. This time it may be downgrades.
Yeah, but
correct.
See, but
probably
you,
is, Joe.
But we didn't know that going into the season.
Well,
though.
No, we knew they were probably upgrades over what we had two years ago.
But, Joe, we didn't know that for sure.
Well, no, I think we knew. We just didn't know how
big
of an
upgrade. Okay, did we know Zach Bond was going to be an MVP player?
We did
no
not.
No way.
Did you? We thought Zach, but we didn't know where Zach Bond
no
was going
way.
You know what? They did
I
sign him day one
Zach
of free
agency.
Hugh, they didn't give him much money. They signed him day one of free agency. They did nothing so far. Like, at least they told us they liked him.
And everybody was like, who is that?
But don't we also expect players to get better? Like, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Nolan Smith, Jalen Hunt. Like, all these guys are going to get better. Like,
sure.
They are moving into year two, year three, year four. These deals, these players are going to improve. We saw Nolan Smith. You said, Joe, the best in-season improvement you've ever seen
from
an Eagle. Why wouldn't he get better?
And like, not only that.
So the defense could be better because the players play better.
And I say this every day, and nobody gets it. The way that this defense, John, talk about offense and how hard it is to pick up an offense in one season.
You saw the difference in Jalen by the time the playoffs started and he's finally getting a feel for what to run.
It took him the whole season, but this defense in one season.
Thank you for acknowledging he wasn't that good until the very end, but go ahead.
He got better.
The point that I'm making, children, is this. The defense, they picked up the defense quickly, and they were able to thrive in this defense quickly with a bunch of guys.
In large part because you nailed your first and second round picks.
Yes, and
I'm cornerbacks that actually played away.
And you know what the straw that stirs the drink for this defense, and as long as he's here, I am not concerned about nothing.
Vic?
Jalen Carter.
Yeah. Jalen Carter was here 2 years ago. They were the 30th ranked
Jalen
defense.
Carter, but listen.
He got better.
And you know what?
He got better, too.
And Jalen Carter, when that first year here, he had games where he took off. This year, somebody got in his ear and told him, dude, you are that guy. You're the chosen one.
And he played great.
And he played 80%
of the snaps. And this is his biggest year for a contract, too, because he's going to get a contract after this year.
He is the guy. As long as he's on the field, I ain't worried about nobody else. I ain't worried about it because he is – He is what they call it.
Freak.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Special,
no,
a freak.
The game right now.
He is insisting on staying on the field. Generational
yeah,
talent.
I love that.
All right, look,
it's
a lot
now
of
his option to stay on the field.
80% of 80. The that
it's
doesn't
amazing.
Happen.
No, I know.
I was sitting there thinking that's some 1999.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
2000 old stuff.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.